We are learning Maseches Ma'ariv Katan, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We can talk about Ksiva on Chol HaMoed. Now, generally speaking, anything that's Tzarech HaMoed, you're allowed to do. Any Malacha. But if it's a Ma'is Uman, then even if it's Tzarech HaMoed, it's Aser to do on Chol HaMoed. That's the Halacha. So, the following things in the Mishnah, is Vur and Taisvis, are all Dava Avod. And since it's a Dava Avod, it even can be done a Ma'is Uman. For example, writing a Get, or writing a Shtar Kedushin, or other type of stars are all a Ma'aseh Uman, but they still can be written because it's a Dava Avod. So let's see the Mishnah. Eilu Kaisvim B'Mayid, the following things allowed to be written on Chol HaMoed, Kedushin Nashim, which means sometimes you want to make Kedushin Isha, you can use a Shtar, you can use money also, a ring, or Kesef, but also B'Shtar, like the first Mishnah Kedushin, Ha'isha Mekudeshas, B'Kesef Shtar, Ubiya, so Shtar is, you write on a Shtar Reach Mekadeshes Li, and that's a Kedusha Inoshim, you're allowed to write that on Chol HaMoed. Because the reason is, because you want Edim, and the Edim might go away, you might not have Edim, therefore it's called Dava Ovid. The Gittim, same thing, you want to write a Get right now, and you only have the Bezdin available now, so it's Dava Ovid, you're allowed to write it on Chol HaMoed. V'Shevrim, that is a receipt. If sometimes the Loiva is ready to pay back, but he says, I want a receipt, so you don't have a receipt. So on Chol HaMoed, if you have opportunity to have a receipt, so then you could write the receipt in order to get paid back. Daitiki, that's a shtar tzava. Someone's on his deathbed, he wants to write a tzava, he wants to write a will. You can write that matana, a shtar matana. Sometimes it's only to get to do the matana now. You have edim now, you have here the bezda now, so you can do the matana on Chol HaMoed. Upruz bolim, and a prosbol. Prosbol is shmita year, usually shmita, it was meicha all the chayvais, all the loans are you make all the loans, they're all forgiven. But here, if you write a prosbul, then it's not forgiven. Prosbul usually write, you know, it depends on machlokes, when Shemitah is Meshamet, beginning of the year, end of the year, but even at the end of the year, you write usually at the end of the year, end of Shemitah year, not Pesach time or Sukkot time. So that, the new case says the same thing. The case was, the Edom were going away, you want to write now to get it, make sure it's done. Igeres Shum, that's these letters that they write when they evaluate the property and to see how much one Bachayv owns the other one, or another Pshat in the Rishonim is talking about Yerusha, that they evaluated the properties. Vigeres Mazon, that is a letter that Ashtar, a contract that a person would write to support his wife's children with Mazonis. Shtari Chalitza, Ashtar from Chalitza. Chalitza is if someone dies without children, then the wife is, and he has brothers, the wife can't get remarried until he gets Chalitza from one of the brothers. Umiunim, a miun is a type of a get, but it's not a get. It's if someone gets married that's not a deraistika kedushin. For example, if a brother marries off their sister who is a katana, so then in order to annul the marriage, you don't need a get. A miun is enough. Vishtari berurim. Vishtari berurim, Rashi learns, it means Bezdin said this chelik belongs to this person, this chelik of the property belongs to this person. That's Vishtari berurim. And there's another pshat in Rashi Kisra, yeah, it means when you get a Bezdin, so each side picks out one of the dayanim. It's called, they write a star, it's called story berurim, which dayan will be a part of the bezdin. Xeris bezdin, another thing you can write is Xeris bezdin, which is the takonas that bezdin, or the psaki dinim that bezdin wrote. The gerish aroshos, and letters that they're sending out what the rules of the government are. That's one pshat. There's another pshat, you read the gerish rishos, which is the shami's pshat. It means even to say hello to someone, you let it write a letter to say hello. And even though Lechayra we said that you're only allowed to do something that's Dava Avid, why is it Dava Avid? So some say it's a Dava Avid because maybe you're not going to get to say hello again, or you're going to miss this piece of news. Others say that's called the Rambam's Mashmash, because it's a Maisa Hedyet. Writing a regular letter, it's not like a get, it's a regular letter, Edom Karai letter, that's only a Maisa Hedyet. And we'll get back to maybe that idea when we say the Halacha over about Ksiva Anchel Amayim. But let's first just start the Gemara a little bit, and then we'll get back to that. Omar Shmuel, Muto La'ares Ishta V'Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to be Mekadesh Isha on Chol HaMoed, Shemi Yaked Benu Achar. Even though you're not allowed to marry someone on Chol HaMoed, we had before on Daf Chesam HaBeis, the Eimar from Simcha V'Simcha, but you could make Kedushin on Chol HaMoed, even though it's not in the Suin, it's not allowed, but the Kedushin is allowed. Shemi Yaked Benu Achar. So let's bring a raya. It says in our Mishnah, "Elu kais v'moye kedushin oshim." You let to write a star kedushin. My love, star kedushin amish. In order to be mekadosh someone, in order to get engaged, using that star kedushin. So the Gemara law, you know, we're talking about someone who made kedushin before already. So what's shtar kedushin? Shtar psikta. It's the shtar that says how much each side is going to give to the children. Could have gidol marav when they get married. Could have gidol marav. Damar gidol marav. Kamat anosin lebincha kach v'kach. How much you giving to your son? This much. Kamat the other side. Kamat anosin lebitcha. How much you giving to your daughter? Kach v'kach. Omdu v'kitchu with the kedushin that they did before. Kanu, there's a kinyan on that. On that, what they made up, and now they're writing a star for that. Hinen avam niknim ba'amira. It's niknim ba'amira, and they write a star on that. They write a star on that. Al-Kabonim, so this was not a raya to Shmuel. We're charging a raya again. We're charging another raya. But before that, let's just speak out. What's the halacha lemaisa when it comes to ksiva and chalamay? Like we spoke out, only if a dava avad is mutter. Because if not, it's a maisa uman. But what about regular writing? Is that called a maisa uman or not? So it's really a shaila in Shulchan Aruch. Pasha Shulchan Aruch's mashma that a regular gera shalom is mutter to write, not a problem. And even if it's business related, you're allowed to write it. You're allowed to write it. But Ramah brings down v'yesh oishim v'sheil shalom. Some hold it's aser, and why? Because they hold every ksiva is called ma'is uman. And the Ramah says v'nogul hachmer filu b'ksiva shalonu shi'ke ksiva meshita. We are knowing that all our ksiva is ma'is uman, and therefore you should only write with a shinul. And the Mishmuru says, what does Shinu mean? Shinu means to write diagonally, not straight lines, write diagonal lines. Well, the Ma'is Mishmuru brings down, there are some Cholkim who hold that our Ksav is not called the Ma'is Uman, and you have what to be Simon Khan, and a Machmer Shi Machmer himself. So, Kapodim, what comes out of Lachal Ma'is is the person should not write on Chalamoid because of Chash Ma'is Uman, and even if it's Sarach Ma'id, you're not supposed to do Ma'is Uman. But if it's a Dava Avud, so then you could write, you can write. So, if someone's in business to be Dava Avud, you're allowed to write. And the best thing is to write with a shinui. The shinui means to write diagonally. Some people write with left hand, it's not clogged, that's called a shinui. But definitely, if you write diagonally, that is a shinui that's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah to write diagonally, and that would be fine. So if you want to write on, for whatever reason, let's say you're playing a game, or if you want to write a shopping list, even though it's Iker Adin Kuvim Mutter, but still it's better to do Epes HaShinui. So back to Shmuel's halacha. Shmuel said, you're allowed to be Mekadesh a Isha on Chol Shemayit, and we're trying to make a riot to that. Le'me Siyele, Eino Yisim Nosh Shemayit, you said in the Mishnah before, you're not allowed to marry a woman on Chol Shemayit. Le'me Besulois, Le'me Almanois, not a Isha who was never married before, and not Almano. But Le'me Yavim, you can't do Yivim either. Ve'she Simchu, like it's a Simcha, you're not Arvim Simcha, V'Simcha, V'Smash, Mahola Ares, Shari, why didn't say more? They can't even do an engagement. Smash V'Kedushin, just giving Kedushin. Those days, the Erisin and Suin separately, the Erisin sounds like it's Mutter from the Mishnah. Zok Demar, no, really that's awesome. That's Pashit. That Mishnah is saying, Emarvim Simcha V'Simcha, is saying it's Pashit that the Kedushin is awesome. Why? This he could have said. Loyim Boy La'aris Loikava Mitzvah, Elafil Lisa Nami, Kedushin is not a mitzvah. But even Nesuim, which is a mitzvah, Pru Revu, Nam Dekava Mitzvah, you would think is Mutta Chalamay, that's still awesome. So the Mishnah that said, doesn't mention Erisin as one of the Surahs is not a right. Tashima. The Tana, the Rabbi, the Rabbi Shmuel, Ma'arisin, you're allowed to do Erisin, have a loin kaidensin, but you can't do an Asuim. Ain't no use in Sudas Erisin, you also can't make a Sudas Erisin, it's too much Simcha, Vlavi Yavnish, Simcha, you like, it's a Simcha, and Amar, Simcha, Simcha, Shmami, no, they're allowed to do Kedushin. So, Allah, Lamaisa, you're allowed to do Kedushin, and what's the reason? Shemi Yakadmanu Achar, because even though maybe it's a Shtikla Simcha, but it's not enough to make Amar, Simcha, Simcha, and you worry, Shemi Yakadmanu Achar, you worry maybe someone will marry her first, and therefore, you are allowed to do Kedushin on Chol Hamoed. That's the Halacha L'maaseh. It's not so to get it to us, because we always do Kedushin together with Nesuins, if it's not so to get it to us. But Avada, it means you can have engagement, you can't make a big Sudas Erisin, which would mean to wash. It's anyway not really our minig to wash by Sudas Erisin anyway, and it's not really a Sudas Erisin, it's just an engagement. But Maaseh, we do Paskin, Vavash L'yasa Sudas Erisin, that, but it says, Mut lasis rekudim mechalis. We all have to make dancing, as the Ramah says, that the Shulchan Aruch says, Tav kuf mem vav, sif aleph, that you all have to make a simcha, because that's not called a sudas erisin. That's not called sudas erisin, and therefore it's fine. Zok to Gemara Vait. Miyom Shmuel Shem Yekamen Achar. Shmuel says, the whole reason why I do Kedushin is because someone else might beat him to it and take this wife from him. Is that possible? So the ploini. Every day a bas call comes out and says that this woman is set for this man. That's how it is. And this sada is for them. And no one can take away from him. That's what it says. Every day a bas call comes out and says this. Some Gemaras have a girsa, Arbam Yom Kerem Zeris of Lad, 40 days of Ford of Lad is conceived. Al Kaponim, so Chayra, what's the problem? Why worry Shemek and Acha? This is your Bashart. Ella, and for the Gemara, Shemek and Benu Acha Barachamim. It's possible someone else will daven and that will cause they won't be able to marry her. What does that mean? Kihoda Rava Shamilu Gavra, Rava heard the certain person. Shamlu Gavra, the boy Rachmi, but is davening planaisa, and he's davening that I want that woman for a wife, and please make it happen. He's davening to Hashem. So Rava tells the person, Omalei loisi boy Rachmi, don't daven like that. Why? Because ichazilach, if it's basharat for you, loyozubinach, it's not going to run away from you. You're going to get this wife. Viloi, if not, kafarta b'Hashem, you'll end up staring your emuna. You're going to ruin your emuna because you're going to say I davened and I didn't get it, and you're not supposed to get it. So no point in over davening for this. Afterwards, you heard him saying, "Oi, ihu lamus bekama." He says, "Either I want to die before her because I don't want to see her married to someone else, or Thomas, or she should die mekame in front of me because I don't want to see her marrying someone else." So it's a very not nice tefillah. Omalei, lava mina lachol sebayo lach the milsahachi. Didn't I tell you not to do this, not down like this? Because look what happened to you now. You get into this point where you want him to die or you to die. That's not good. And like upon him, so we see from here that someone could daven that she should die. So therefore, it's better if he just does the kedusha in this way. No one will be able to daven and berachim and make her chas v'shalom die. So the maravaiter Omar Rav Meshum Rabbi Reuven ben Arstubuli min haTorah u'menavim neksuv maHashem ishal ish. There's a rai from a Torah and from the Neviim from Ksuvim that a wife is barsheret to the husband. It says in the pasuk, when Eliezer came and he wanted to bring Brifka back home for Yitzchak, they both answered, came from Hashem. You see already from the Torah already this idea of a bashert. The Chassid says in the pasuk, it says about Shimshin that he took wives from Plishtim, and his father Mo didn't understand that it's really from Hashem. That's why he was marrying Plishti ladies. Says the pasuk, "Bayis v'hoyin nachlas avos." A house and your ashiras, your money, that could be a yerusha. Umay Hashem isha maskelas, but a good wife, that's from Hashem. So you see the idea also from the ksuvim that the wife is from Hashem. The mashal asked that didn't we just say before? Saw the plainy l'penis also 40 days before. So why is it here? Why do they say over here? Bayis v'hoyin nachlas avos. So mashal answers because that could be sometimes the basharit is that your parents or the who's a marishu, they had a basharit to have his bias and they should die and give it to you. But it's not your schos. It's not your din. By Isha, it's always you have the siyata shmaya on you who to get the basharit. It's not on a different family. A person there's no chshad on a person. If there's a rumor about something, we assume there's some truth to it. Because in nechshav adava, a person is not rumored to do something elam kin asay unless he really did it. From loy asa kula asa ksasa, at least did part of it. Loy asa ksasa hira beliba lasayisa, or at least he thought of doing it. From loy hira beliba lasayisa ra achirim shasa v'samach. Well, so all the people doing it, he was happy, and that would cause the rumor. The Mashal says that of course no one knows what's in his head, and that's why they're spreading the rumor. But Mashal says, but it's like a einish because he thought it, or he was happy when someone else did it. Iser, I read the lashon Mashal. Gam shein adam yedei amasha bevelev chaveroi. Makamakam akaris baruch hu mazman loy shiye nechshad kiven shir beliba. Akaris baruch hu makes that he should be accused of something because he thought in his heart. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara has a few kashas on this. Masav Rav Yaakov says in the pasuk about the Aseres HaShvatim who did Averis, that they thought about Hashem, things that never were true. They thought of things about Hashem that were never even true. So what do you see? You could accuse someone, this is in this case Hashem, you could accuse even without being any truth to it. And they're doing it gufa to be nasty and to make Hashem angry, and that's possible. If you do it lahedi, you do it on purpose, you could make up a rumor that's no truth to it. Tashma another raya. It says by the Das Karech in the Psukim by Ntilim, it talks about Das Karech. It says Vekanu Lemoisha B'machna La'arin Kadesh Hashem. And we darshin Vekanu Lemoisha means there's something called in the Parasha Soitov called Kina Vestira. That means that if you see your wife hanging out with a certain man, you could tell her if I that you're not allowed to hang out with that man at all. And it's called warning your wife. And after that, there's a din saita. So it says, Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, Omar, Melamed, Shkol Echod, Kine, Le'ishtoi, Memoisha. Everyone was Mekana, his wife, from Moisha. So what do you see? Again, you see the same idea that there was Mechoisha, Moisha, Vashish, even though there's no truth to it. And for the Gemara, Hosom, Shum Sinu, Udava. There, it was because of they hated him so much. They hated him so much, so therefore, they made up such stories. Tashima, Om Rav Yasi. Rabbi Yossi says, He said, I want to be a chelik of the people who are accused of things they never did. Because it's a special schar that in this world you get so much einshim, so you get accused of something you didn't do. I want to be like that. They want to be for something. It wasn't even true. Doesn't the world say exactly what it was? It could be something to do with tzedakah. You have to see the Marshal and Gemara Babasha, Balakapanim. He said, people accused me of something and it wasn't true. So you see, there is such a thing of being accused, even though it never was true. And for the Gemara, like Kasha, Haba called a Pasuk, Haba called a Pasuk. The only time we say it's true is if the rumor doesn't subside. It keeps on going. But a rumor that stops, that is takanat true. What's the shear of called a Pasuk? Called a Pasuk ad kama. How long does the rumor have to keep on going that we know it's truth? Amabaya, Amrli Aim. Doimi demasa yoimer planya means the chasudim of the city, which means the zainas, the prostitutes of the city. They are saying this for a day and a half. They're talking about it straight. That's a called leipasik. Vahani mili leipasik beni beni. It has to go straight for a day and a half. Av a pasik beni beni lesson, but if it stops in between the day and a half, that's not a real rumor. Now, even when it stops, some could be a real rumor. Only if it didn't stop because the person who is the accused, he forced them to stop. He stopped the rumor. They're scared of him. He's a powerful guy, and he stopped the rumor. If it only stopped because he's a powerful guy, then it's still considered an ongoing rumor. Even when it stops, it only is considered a rumor that stopped if when it comes back, it doesn't come back with the same vengeance like it started off. But if it comes back with the same power, if it comes back with the same vengeance like the first time, then also it's not considered stopping, considered like one long rumor. But this whole idea of rumors that don't stop is considered a real rumor, is only if he has no enemies. If he has enemies, it's the enemies who started this whole coil. So like upon what comes out is that if there's a rumor, so first of all, if he has enemies, the rumor doesn't count. But if he does not have any enemies, then the rumor has to go straight for a day and a half, or if it stops, it has to come back with the same coil. And also, if only stop because they're scared of him, then it's still called a koil, and then you could assume there's something there. If there's a koil like pasuk, you gotta assume there is something there. Maybe not exactly what the rumor is, but there is something there that the person did wrong.